Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I'm not sure if you guys watched the Joe Rogan-Sanjay Gupta interaction, and it's something that's made kind of big headlines, and it's not just because Joe Rogan is so popular, and he's making millions and millions of dollars on Spotify, and is one of the most popular, most thought-listened-to radio hosts or podcasters out there. But it's interesting because it kind of put a doctor on the spot beyond Dr. Fauci, who's in this media role. And many of you don't get to talk to a doctor. I mean, many of you haven't even seen a doctor throughout this whole pandemic and this whole poop show. And so, you know, you see Fauci, you see Sanjay Gupta, you see me. And many of you are very, very confused at why doctors are, you know, in disagreement, why you don't see everybody on the same page. And so what was fascinating about what happened in the interview is Joe Rogan pressed Sanjay Gupta and his colleagues at CNN on why they were so quick to accuse him of being on livestock medication and defaming him and trying to kind of minimize what ivermectin does and its role, even though the U.S., the CDC and the FDA has not approved ivermectin per se. Multiple countries are using it. The World Health Organization says, look, guys, only take it if you're in a clinical trial. Other than that, let's hold off. So while studies are still coming out going, look, you know, this is definitely something that could be an adjunct. And we spoke about this. The reason why ivermectin is even in the ballpark of possibly helping is it's not because it's an anti-parasite. It's because in clinical trials and in studies, they've been finding a role in where it's interfering with the COVID virus's ability to take over a cell's DNA. And as we've spoken about how these medicines have multiple applications out there, like Viagra, helping erections, who knew? Wellbutrin, helping smoking cessation. It's no surprise that a medication that might be FDA approved only for certain, you know, cutaneous conditions in humans and livestock parasites in veterinary world, there being applications for a COVID virus doesn't surprise me. It needs to be studied, but it doesn't surprise me. And we've spoken about the studies that are out there saying, look, this is something, why aren't we using more of it? Even though in South Africa, Brazil, Caribbean, they are. So Joe Rogan basically, as we discussed earlier, kind of put Sanjay Gupta, you know, under the gun, saying, look, you know, your network lied. You know, and you know, how are you okay with that? And you know, he kept pressing him, and Sanjay Gupta, you know, tried to play it safe, which is difficult for a doctor. I get it. You know, he doesn't want to get his network in trouble, but Joe Rogan basically, you know, said, "How, you're the main medical guy over there. How do you let them lie? How do you not? How are you not, you know, stopping this?" And so, even though Sanjay Gupta came out today, you know, saying, look, you know, I support vaccine, you know, and he kind of talked about the back and forth between him and Joe, this highlights how you guys and your expectations are totally valid and totally justified. You guys are expecting more from us doctors, and I get that. And this is why you have such a disparity between doctors when it comes to the COVID pandemic, when it comes to mandates, when it comes to shots. I think most doctors are on the same page with a lot of things. We think the vaccine helps. We think the vaccine saves lives. Where we differ is mandates. You know, when we see the police force in Chicago, you know, about to quit over the mandate. From a public health standpoint, that's not good. That is not good. And so for those of us doctors that will look at the big picture, you're going to see a lot of more varied, shall we say, guidance or varied support of some of the current guidance, because we're like, look, we've seen that, we've lived through this before. We've seen what happens when you try to force people. And you see people go and get fake vaccine cards, or we understand about natural immunity. But then you have other doctors that are like, look, I don't want to lose my license. I don't want to tick off the network I work for. I don't want to, make Dr. Fauci mad or whatever. So guys, just go with it. I'm not going to give any other statement that could be more figuratively construed. And so this is why any doctor in the media or any doctor in the public eye needs to probably remove themselves if they can't be honest, if they can't be objective. Luckily my network is awesome. They let me, give the facts I know. They let me share my opinion. And there's I feel no pressure. And that's exactly what you need. Same thing with physicians. You need physicians. You can't have a physician lie and say, look, you don't need to treat the breast cancer. Just, pray to the breast cancer goddess. No, that person is not practicing standard of care medicine. But when you have doctors say, look, these are the studies. I could show you the studies. We're waiting for the CDC's guidance. I'm going to have an open mind. That's okay. In fact, that's what's expected. What our public wants and should want isn't a doctor to be political, isn't a doctor to just promote a narrative from President Trump or from Joe Biden. They want doctors that will be really honest, like about the masks. Is this sucker really protecting me? Any doctor that says during an Ebola pandemic or epidemic or tuberculosis exposure or to COVID should say the following. This sucker provides a barrier, but this isn't full-on PPE. So you can still get sick despite something this flimsy or whatever the hell else you're putting on your face, despite that being over your nose and mouth. It provides some protection. Period. Not everybody wear a mask and I support the mandates. Well, why? Can you talk us through this? So Gupta got himself into a little bit of a uncomfortable situation, and it just kind of shows, and he's not a bad guy, I like him, but it shows people are kind of demanding not a narrative, but honesty from the doctors. Doctors are the only ones who can be honest when politicians and media have their own agendas. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dalia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdalia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdalia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dalia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sure, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I had to sneeze. And then the sneeze doesn't come. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We really, really appreciate, and we really appreciate you all listening and tuning in. All right, guys, we've got to talk about healthy snacks. What snacks are healthy and what aren't? And this is interesting. Experts from Tufts University has ranked over 8,000 food, drinks, and meals, given them a score of 100 to kind of guide us as to what's a healthy choice. Now, you would think this would become knowledge. There's like these Twinkies out there now that are chocolate Twinkies. They're horrible. This is the second time I've had a chocolate Twinkie. No. Regular Twinkie is fine. A chocolate Twinkie tastes nothing like a Ho-Ho or a Ding Dong. So just don't even go, don't do it. Just get the regular Twinkie. But they have chocolate Twinkies out now, I guess. I think they're horrible. But obviously something like that is not a good snack. And maybe a handful of spinach is. But it's just not working for people. So the Food Compass Nutrient Profiling System scores foods based on their total health benefits and drawbacks, and they give them a score of 100%. Under the system, according to Daily Mail, raw fruit like raspberries top the chart because of their nutritional content. Instant noodles, they have too much sodium, so they only get a 1 point. They say rice with soy sauce and an ice cream sundae appear to both be similar on the nutrition scale, meaning not too good. And it's because white rice is a fast-acting carb, not a lot of health benefits of white rice. Soy sauce is salt. And then, you know, but ice cream sundae compared to that? They say pasta only scores 1 point higher than a cheeseburger, again, because it's empty carbs. Plain pasta doesn't seem to have a lot of vitamins, a lot of minerals, a lot of fiber. Scientists say the chart is designed to help consumers make healthier choices, encourage companies to make healthier products, and provide public health bodies with a labeling system. The top five performing food and drinks in the system were raspberries, salted almonds, vegetable curry, tuna salad, and light mayonnaise. The food scored high based on vitamins and minerals and their ratios of fiber, protein, compared to negative factors like bad fats. Yet on the other side, the biggest food sinners were pudding, instant soups, fast food cheeseburgers, cornflakes, and a meaty pizza. Those foods were considered to have too many negative health impacts. So they say using Food Compass, eating food and drink scoring over 70 should be encouraged. Those between 31 and 69 should be consumed in moderation. Anything lower than 30 should be completely avoided. They say the system assigns scores based on 54 nutritional attributes divided into 9 categories, which are linked to diet-related diseases like obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular problems, and cancer. They say part of this also includes undernutrition, especially for moms, young children, and the elderly. Well, yeah, I mean, when I went to school, it was Top Ramen. Top Ramen were 10 cents. So when I only had $6 to spend on groceries for the week, you buy a box of Top Ramen that had 12-pack for $1.20, that was pretty, I mean, it helped. So let me see if we have some of these scores here. Let's see what, okay, well, we have some generalizations because I can't obviously go through all of them. But your raspberries, your almonds, your vegetable curry, your tuna salad, your coffee cappuccino non-fat, those scored high. What scored moderate? Sweet potato chips, chicken breast grilled with no skin, turkey or chicken burger, condiments on the whole wheat bun, peanut butter and jelly on white bread, grilled cheddar cheese sandwich on whole wheat bread. That didn't score as good. Those scored between 25 and 70. What scored below 25? Pizza, extra meat, thick crust, cornflakes, cheeseburger, instant soup, shrimp or chicken, and pudding, ready-to-eat flavors other than chocolate, fat-free. But wait a second, where's chocolate? Other than chocolate, but where's chocolate? Chocolate-covered almonds were good. That was number 78. Yet a Milky Way chocolate bar and Skittles was down at a 1, probably because the almonds help. So in terms of beverages, carrot juice, a non-fat cappuccino. But in terms of a Monster energy drink, Powerade, Gatorade, or sports drinks, those were a no. Carrot juice. I don't think I've ever had carrot juice. Kellogg's Raisin Bran rate was higher in grains. Bad was the Frosted Flakes because of the sugar. Fruit. Raspberries were good, much better than fruit dessert with cream and pudding. Now, we talked about that, the glycemic index. Your more tart berries, like your raspberries, boysenberries, blueberries, those do better than like grapes and watermelon. In terms of mixed dishes, vegetable curry was way better than a McDonald's cheeseburger, they said. And then we already talked about sugary snacks. So, you know, this is frustrating, I get, for a lot of you, because you're trying to eat good and then you're also trying to cope with things. So for me, food is a coping mechanism. You know, when I went through my cystomyotrogram, that's where I had a catheter put in the bladder and a scope put in the bladder to examine, you know, my urine function. I passed. I did well, but it hurt like hell and it was uncomfortable. What did I do? I went home and ate carbs. Right? And you know what? It worked temporarily. I felt better. I was like, okay, I'm over it. I'm good. I mean, to me, I've learned not to go to a cigarette, not to go to alcohol, not to go to dope. I've learned that if I feel bad, go get some chocolate. And so I get that. You know, same thing with energy drinks. You guys are tired. You don't want to be drinking a bunch of coffee that you put a bunch of milk and sugar in. So you could get an energy drink that's low calorie, that's sugar free. But again, those can make you hungry. So what should we eat? Well, we need 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables every day. 5 to 9. Now, frozen, dried, canned, they count. Fresh is better, but that rather you, as long as there's no botulism in the can, that rather you get any sort of vegetable. So 5 to 9. Many will say, look, just go with 5 if you can't get 9 in. You can't just have it all grapes. You can't be like, you know what, I'm just going to eat 5 servings of grapes and be good. That's not good. You got to get vegetables in there. It has to be a variety. If you're going to eat carbs, try whole grain. You got to be very careful with your potatoes, your rice, your pasta. They want 30 grams of fiber a day. That will equate to 5 portions of fruits and vegetables, 2 whole wheat cereal biscuits. If they have them, this is coming from England, so they have biscuits. 2 thick slices of wholemeal bread and large baked potato with the skin on it. That could suffice as fiber. They say you can have some dairy or dairy alternatives like soya. They say choose lower fat and sugar options. They say bring in beans. Yep, beans, fish, eggs, meat, other proteins. 2 portions of fish every week, one of which should be oily. I eat salmon a couple times a week, so that's okay. It's great. My grocery store has salmon already seasoned. So I just buy the salmon, I throw it on the stove and the skillet, and it's great. I don't have to grill it or anything like that. I can bake it, I guess. But I just throw it on. It already has the butter on it. It's already kind of seasoned, so I don't have to really add anything to it. And then I never cook it right all the way through. I should. But, yeah. They say choose unsaturated oils and spreads and consume in very small amounts. I like olive oil. I would rather you use real butter than margarine. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. Adults should have less than 6 grams of salt, 20 grams of saturated fat. For women, 30 grams for men a day. Does that help you guys at all? No, it doesn't. Okay, then let's make it simpler. Okay, one is, anytime you could substitute a salad for a burger, do it. If you could cut back on some of the meat, do it. A lot of you guys, you'll eat bacon in the morning, hamburger at lunch, meatloaf, chicken at night. That's too much meat. I just think it's too much. So try it for lunch and do a salad. If you could do a vegetable smoothie that doesn't have a lot of sugar, that could be pretty cool too. But you got to start getting out of the habit of eating a lot of meat. You know? Let's say you really like an Egg McMuffin in the morning. Try to order without the meat. So it's just the egg and cheese. Still not the healthiest breakfast, but at least you're learning how to get away from meat. I think that's important. Same thing in terms of bread. There's a way where you could get a gyro, you could get a hamburger, where it's surrounded by the lettuce. And I've had cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are yummy. They taste good whether it's lettuce or bread. So maybe order, it's called a vegan burger or a vegan gyro, where it's wrapped in lettuce instead of bread. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is citing ongoing progress in the fight against COVID.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks.
President Biden continues by saying there's a lot more work to do.
We're down to 66 million, still unacceptably high number of unvaccinated people from almost 100 million in July.
Some lawmakers are looking to rein in big tech companies. A bipartisan bill is being introduced in the Senate that aims to prevent large tech companies from using their power to limit the growth of smaller rivals. The bill is aimed at Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon. The key sponsors of the bill are Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. You're listening to USA Radio News. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson held a press conference on Thursday to discuss the hacking of the Department of Education and Secondary Education's website. The governor is saying this is a crime and the hacker accessed personal information.
They had no authorization to convert or decode, so this was clearly a hack.
Parson adding the state is doing what they can to prevent another hack.
We are working to strengthen our security to prevent this incident from happening again. The state is owning its part, and we are addressing areas in which we need to do better.
Police in Norway are looking into what may be an act of terrorism.
At least five people are dead, two others injured after a bow and arrow attack in Norway. It happened in Kongsberg, southwest of Oslo. The suspect now in custody. The acting Norwegian prime minister saying police are still looking to see if it might have been an act of terrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So these mandates, you know, if the news doesn't cover it, everybody thinks, okay, the mandates are going fine. The mandates were a good move. Everybody's forced to get their vaccine even though their immunity is waning. It looks good. Not that many people got fired. We hear some, you know, 100 here, 1,000 here. Not a big deal. We're hearing 99% of the company was vaccinated, and we're hearing they work, and it's all good. Well, it's not all good. Unless the media covers it, you don't hear about it. And so the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzaro is urging a police union. I believe their union has urged its members not to comply with the city's vaccine reporting mandate. The Chicago Police Union plans to take Mayor Lori Lightfoot's administration to court, even though unvaccinated city workers will go into, quote, no-pay status starting Friday. Chicago Fraternal Order Police President John Catanzara said in a video Thursday that sending home non-compliant officers would cut the city's police presence over the weekend in half. The union president said the FOP already has a class action grievance drafted to cover everything under the sun that police officers might lose if they refuse to get vaccinated, including pay and benefits. City Hall has announced that any city employees who fail to report their vaccination status by Friday will be placed on non-disciplinary no-pay status. But Catanzara instructed rank-and-file officers to file exemptions to receiving the vaccine and not to enter any information into the city-mandated vaccine portal. FOP members are to report to work Friday and be sent home for not having filled out the portal, Catanzara said in the video posted on YouTube and Facebook. He said, do not fill out the portal information. I've made my status very clear as far as the vaccine, and I do not believe the city has the authority to mandate that to anybody, let alone that information about your medical history. Asked to respond, a mayoral spokesperson said they have, quote, no statement. Now, Lightfoot has still stayed firm on the October 15th deadline, which is tomorrow, for all city employees to be vaccinated. There has been much vocal opposition. In August, Catanzara was forced to apologize, according to Chicago Sun-Times, for comparing the vaccine mandate to Nazi Germany during the Holocaust. Now, this was an analogy condemned by the Anti-Defamation League. And I as a Jew, I'm mixed on that. I don't like anybody comparing the concentration camps and the disgusting tragedy that killed 6 million Jews, 6 million non-Jews, in these concentration camps to something that doesn't even bear semblance. On the flip side, the behavior I am seeing that is happening in America and with the mandates do mimic similar behaviors before Nazi takeover. And even some of the fear people have that happened during Nazi takeover. So I see how people are concerned about the show me your papers, nobody say anything, you're going to get canceled. These are fears that we aren't supposed to have in America that apparently we do, as was similar during Nazi Germany. So I could see both sides. Anyway, the city did not extend an option for workers to submit to regular testing as an alternative. In the video posted Tuesday, Catanzara told FOP members to file vaccine exemption forms to the city no earlier than Thursday. That's the day before Lightfoot's deadline. Forms for medical or religious exemptions as well as conscientious exemptions are posted on the FOP's website. If FOP members listen to Catanzara and refuse to fill out the city's vaccine portal, Chicago will then have to deal with a police force of, quote, 50% or less this weekend. Now, they say this is very clearly not a job action, not a call for a strike. The union president did, however, refer to Chicago's teacher union strike, saying the FOP will similarly demand pay for any days members are in no-pay status. Officers who are under no-pay status will receive insurance benefits for 30 days after the non-disciplinary suspension. As such, officers' pensions will be pushed back in accordance to how long they are under no-pay status, something the union will plan to rectify during a class action grievance. Catanzara gave no sign of any willingness to compromise with Lightfoot's mandate. The two sides appear to have reached a stalemate. He goes, I can guarantee you that no-pay status will not last more than 30 days. There's no way they're going to be able to sustain a police department workforce at 50% capacity or less for more than 7 days without something budging. Chicago has been gripped with and just plagued with some of the highest crime, them in New York. Look at San Francisco. San Francisco with the thefts causing Walgreens to close. And so this is something that, you know, is going to be very, it's going to be very watched because the mandates have been thrown out there discriminately. We're going to mandate, just like we're going to lock it down. We're going to, they make it sound like it's as easy as possible. Yet you lose your police workforce. You know, meanwhile, in New York City, murders rose about 30%. You know, crimes rising. There might have been a mild in New York lull. There might be a little bit of a mild lull in Chicago. But the second police aren't there, it is going to be mayhem. I mean, look at what happened in Chaz in Seattle. It was a co-op that was controlled by the residents, and there were shootings. There was, you know, lack of, you know, of deliveries. There was crime, and it had to be closed down. And so my concern is for also the police officers that do show up to work. I mean, if you're in danger, if you don't have your partner, if you don't have backup. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the amount, with the police officers that are on. They might join their coworkers and do a sit out, even though it's not technically a strike or a sit out. But, you know, these mandates affect everybody. You might be sitting there going, yeah, mandate them. We don't like the police. We don't like, you know, we don't like the teachers. We don't like the pilots. Mandate them. Well, what happens when you need to protect, you need some protection because somebody is, you know, raping a family member or robbing a store that you own? I mean, the mandates do affect all of us. They do. Thanksgiving travel chaos is predicted because TSA is facing a vaccine mandate deadline. Currently, 40% of their workers are not vaccinated. 24,000 employees have until November 22nd, the Monday before Thanksgiving, to get their vaccine under Biden's vaccine mandate. In order to meet the deadline, TSA agents will have to have gotten their first Pfizer dose by October 18th or the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine by November 8th. Anybody who does not get a shot by November 8th can start to face disciplinary actions. If an employee gets the vaccine while on temporary suspension and show proof of vaccine, their disciplinary actions will cease. Now, this announcement comes just days after thousands of Southwest Airlines flights were canceled. Some blame the cancellations on workers protesting the vaccine mandate. The airline said it wasn't the case. They said it was poor weather in Jacksonville, Florida. Really? I mean, there's been poor weather, you know, year-round, multiple areas. It didn't have to cancel all those flights. So TSA, if we don't have TSA, that's going to be a free-for-all for ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, whoever. It is going to be a mess at the airports. You have less agents, you only have one lane open up. This is why I'm not traveling over the holidays. I'm getting surgery done instead. Yippee, fun. But, man, the mandates affect all of us, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
That the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking up with somebody is sometimes one of the most dangerous things that can happen. And sadly, an ex-girlfriend's lover got killed as a result. An off-duty NYPD police officer, 31-year-old Yvonne Wu, shot and killed her ex-girlfriend's lover after waiting at their home until they walked in the door. Jamie Liang, 24 years old, was a new girlfriend. She died after being shot in the chest multiple times. Jenny Lee, the ex-girlfriend, survived being shot in the torso. She is currently in the hospital. Wu, the ex-cop now, is believed to be in the hospital undergoing psychiatric evaluations. No charges have been filed. One of the victims called 911, and Wu was heard in the background screaming, "I told you not to mess with me." Wu was standing outside the house waiting to be arrested by the time the other cops arrived. She was taken away in handcuffs. The shooting happened 5 p.m. on Wednesday at Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, 4 miles from the 72nd Precinct where she works. Apparently, the officer and Jamie were in a, quote, intimate relationship, and the incident was considered domestic violence. Wu has been a cop for 5 years, works out of the 72nd Precinct. She opened fire. And, you know, friends of the younger woman say Lee and Wu were in a romantic relationship for 2 years until last month. One friend said they broke up because Wu was a, quote, jealous psychopath. They, unquote. They say she stalked Lee and refused to give her back their key after they broke up. That's why I always change the locks. Sadly, though, if the locks were changed, she could have been just standing in the hallway. Neither of the victims' families have commented on the tragedy. Police are yet to reveal any details about them. Ling's family on Staten Island were too distraught to speak to reporters on Thursday. 911 operators who picked up the frantic call was able to hear in the background, "I told you not to mess with me. This is what you get." After shooting the two younger women, she walked outside the apartment and waited for cops to arrive. She was frisked, taken away in handcuffs, transferred to Maimonides Medical Center, and she is still there undergoing psychiatric evaluation. The New York Attorney General's office told Daily Mail it was reviewing the case. No charges have been filed yet. NYPD detectives are investigating whether or not she used her service weapon to carry out the shootings. It's just so tragic. It is just so tragic. Friends of the young girl said Lee Wu was stalking Lee ever since they broke up. It's unclear how they knew each other. Public records indicate Wu was living in a home 8 blocks away from Lee's family. She is now understood to live on Staten Island. And Wu, according to NYPD, was a high performer. She had exceeded expectations in her recent evaluations. She made 6-year arrests throughout her 5-year career. And the shooting came out of left field. Neighbors described the scene of absolute pandemonium, chaos, 2 bodies being brought out on stretches, 1 having compressions on her chest. She was green. They said the woman that was having compressions on her chest was green. So, you know, when we hear of these shootings or these killings, like that one doctor who our nurse was coming, was parking in the hospital in the parking lot to go to do her shift, ex-lover kills her. Ex-lovers are some of the most dangerous people out there. And I hate to think that, because how many breakups do we go through? And I wish there was an easy way to break up with somebody to ensure they're not going to come back and haunt you. But stalking is so easy these days. People use the term stalking very easily now. "Oh, yeah, I stalked this person on Facebook. Oh, man, I'm stalking you. And it's a joke. If you hear the term stalk, that's supposed to be creepy. Stalking is it's where somebody is just, you know, following your moves, you know, wondering what you're doing when you're unaware. But we do it all the time. We check on ex-boyfriends. We check on ex-girlfriends. We check on family members. We peruse their social media accounts. We look at where they've been. And it's not considered stalking, because that's what social media now does. You can announce you're single. You can announce you're married. You can announce you're in a relationship. You can announce it's complicated. And then that shows up on other people's feeds. It makes you intrigued. So you go, what happened? Really? They broke up? You know, because it's news. And I mean, it's always been news. People dating who, it's always news. And you know, people find that, you know, they find it fascinating for some reason. But when you hear of people, you know, killing their spouse or killing their boyfriend or girlfriend or their ex, many times jealousy comes into play. And that's, you know, there's restraining orders. I mean, there's things you could do. But this, I mean, like this cop here, I mean, she wanted to murder them. She broke and entered. She sat there when they came home. And why? Why would somebody want to kill an ex? Well, because they feel like they won. They feel shunned. They feel rejected. And when you have somebody, that is that psychiatrically vulnerable and unstable, their jealousy can turn into rage. And the need to, or the desire to, the desire to get them back and retaliate and revenge. You know, I mean, breakups are really tragic for people. I mean, I broke up with people and I moved on. I had a busy life, you know, or if I got dumped, it happened so often that I got dumped. I'm like, all right, move on. But for other people, they just don't know how to be equipped with that. We don't teach people how to get dumped. We don't teach people how to separate when they are really in love with somebody and that other person isn't. It's a very complicated relationship. It's a very complicated slew of emotions that follow. And sadly, there's vulnerabilities and unfortunately something like this. And so, you know, a concern I think people have is, well, I'm going to start dating you. Will your ex want to kill me? Well, of course, the person can say, no. How do you know? And I know this is a rare thing, and people are like, gosh, Dahlia, this won't happen again. This is rare. Now, my problem is you have a decorated officer who has a great career. She's only 31. She is in the most populous city, is able to meet, you know, anybody she wants and have a relationship with. And she threw it all away after being broke up. It's tragic. A California mom, 47 years old, has been accused of hosting sex parties for her 15-year-old son. A dozen teens in her home at once. She was arrested. Social services has taken her kid away, and she faces 39 charges. This is in California. She had these sex parties in California. She's been accused of hosting these while living in California, and there were dozens of teenagers in her new home in Idaho when deputies arrived to arrest her. She lives in Los Gatos, California, and I guess she would buy vodka and Fireball whiskey for the parties, hand out condoms, encourage them to have sex, and even watch and laugh when the teenagers engaged in sex acts, some of which were apparently non-consensual. This is sick. At the time of her arrest, her two sons were taken away. This is just so tragic. I don't know what the hell her problem was. And allegedly, she's innocent until proven guilty, but she faces a list of 39 criminal counts, including 12 felony child endangerment charges, as well as counts of sexual battery. Look, you know, I understand parents don't want their kids drinking somewhere else and may say, look, if you're going to have a party, do it here, but not like this. No, not underage. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.